Russia launches record number of drone strikes across Ukraine. By Breitbart London on January 1, 2024. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP, Russia launched a record 90 Shahed-type drones over Ukraine during the early hours of the new year. The Ukrainian Air Force said Monday, while Russia also reported Ukrainian attacks. A 15-year-old boy was killed and 7 people wounded after falling debris from one of 87 downed drones hit a residential building in the city of Odessa. The head of the region's military administration, Oleh Kuiper, said. Debris also sparked a number of small fires, including at the city's port. In the western city of Lviv, Russian attacks severely damaged a museum dedicated to Roman Shukevich, a controversial Ukrainian nationalist and military commander who fought for Ukrainian independence during World War II. University buildings in the town of Dubliny were also damaged, although no casualties were reported. Writing on social media, Lviv Mayor Andrei Sadovyi described the strike as symbolic and cynical, adding, "This is a war for our history." Meanwhile, 4 people were killed and 13 more wounded following Ukrainian shelling on Russian-occupied areas of Donetsk, according to the area's Russian-installed leader, Denis Pushilin. Russian state media reported that a journalist was among the victims, but provided no further details. One person was also killed and another wounded in shelling on the Russian border town of Shebekina, regional governor Vyacheslav Gladkov said. The aerial strikes follow a series of heavy aerial bombardments that began on Friday, when Russian unleashed an 18-hour attack that one Air Force official described as the biggest aerial barrage of the war. At least 49 people were killed in the bombardment, with rescuers in Kyiv reporting Monday that they had recovered at least 8 more bodies from underneath the rubble. Shelling blamed on Ukraine in the center of the Russian border city of Bielgorod Saturday killed 21 people, including 3 children, local officials reported. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.